pressure free from the weight of nothing that bears down on me. How can I assimilate 2,000 years when I can't even deal with everyday fears? I've been married.
Attention, everybody. We're going to roll back the carpet and have an old-fashioned monster shindig. So, all you card-carrying monsters, grab a ghoul friend and get ready to do a twist, a surf, a wild watusi, a frug, or a swingin' holly-golly.
This is starting off with a kabang, or it's actually starting off with Weird Beard by the Exotics. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. And what a special Halloween show we got for you today, or at least I have for you today. This is interesting. This is all Halloween surf music. Okay, you guys all tuned out. Cool. Just the cool folks are hanging in there. So the neat thing is, I made the most of this playlist, I would say 20 years ago, all through the, I think it was 1998 through 2012. I was the DJ at Cedar Point Halloween Weekends. So I did all the Halloween, actually the band, I was in a band that played there, and I emceed this parade they had there. And but I DJed Saturdays and Sundays and maybe some Friday nights when it was rainy and the band couldn't play. So the neat thing is, I made this playlist. And you're going to hear it in its entirety. There's two sections to it. And it is all, I forget exactly the order of stuff. So you're not going to hear a playlist of what's happening. You're going to experience it just as if you were at Halloween Weekends in Cedar Point all through the 90s and 2000s. It's the Ventures and the Fathoms and Satan's Pilgrims and just a whole variety. A lot I can't really remember, but we're going to dig right in. This is going to be awesome. And then we're going to fast forward 20 years after that. And the release I came out with last Halloween, actually not Halloween, but just around that time, I came out with a CD called Halloween Beach Party. And it has Vertigo on there. And so as I traveled across the country, I was in a bunch of different bands. In Seattle, I was in a band called the Space Needles. We're going to play some of that. And in Pittsburgh, Vertigo, the Legion of the Incredibly Strange Superheroes in the 2000s. And the Surfaholics when I was in Ohio, that band. And I think King Dapper Combo. All my Halloween bands that did surf music. So let's just dig right in. We are going to be doing, let's start right off way, way, way back. And this is how I always started my my playlist. And the reason, one of the reasons why I played so much surf music and instrumental stuff, because people would be known to complain if something was like, ooh, that song mentioned spiders in it. And my son was scarred by that. So I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to get in any kind of trouble. And you can't. Playing instrumental music. So we are going to dig in to my playlist from early 2000s, from the early 2000s from Cedar Point. So let's dig in. We'll be right back.
honorary forest ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So there you have the first section of the Halloween music, the surf Halloween mix that I did at Cedar Point from 1998 to about 2012. The mix actually started in around 2000-2001, just due to the fact that the couple first years nobody knew what they were doing at Cedar Point that first year. We were just putting Halloween weekends together, and they had no idea what to do musically. And I just happened to be at the right place at the right time for DJ and for bands. So what we're going to do next is we're going to start digging in to my personal playlist of surf tunes. And it is going to feature the version of the Munsters theme song done by King Dapper Combo. So once again, this is the music that I played at Cedar Point. So I think you might dig this. So here's our Munsters theme. Then we're going to get back into this. This is from the new CD I'm putting out. You can get this CD for free on Bandcamp. It's called Halloween Beach Party. You can get this for free. So and it's worth every penny. So here's King Dapper Combo. Or actually, it was the Graveyard Rockers, because towards the end of the our run there, the last 5 or 6 years, I changed the name just due to the fact that it seemed more apropos, because that was our big Halloween gig. So here, it's the Graveyard Rockers doing the Munsters theme. Halloween and monster music means so much to me. Playing it, DJing it, let's just do the wind-up. My old band, Vertigogo, doing Rondo on Ngawa, which actually was interesting. The first tune was actually a cover of a King Depper combo tune, the first band I was in, and Surfaholics. The second band I was in. Before that, that was the Graveyard Rockers doing Assignment Terror. And then we had Vertigogo doing a version of the Misfits Hollywood Babylon. And my old band, oh my God, that is from 2004, maybe 2004? Yeah, 2003, 2004. The Space Needles, when we lived in the Pacific Northwest, and that was The Worm. And that was an interesting band. That had Phil McCracken, which is a joke name, from the Manatees, which is this incredible Pacific Northwest surf band. And my friend Jimmy was in this band called the Dirty Birds, and they were kind of like this crazy, grimy roots rock band. And then Chris, I never really remember Chris's last name, but he was like this legendary punk rock drummer. So you had a surf guitarist, a roots rock saxophone player, a punk rock drummer, and me on bass guitar. And that was a lot of fun. We played the Crocodile. We did a lot of really fun gigs for the year that we lived in. This is kind of cool. So the recording that you're hearing, this is fantastic. So I love, this is such a sweet story. So we were leaving the Pacific Northwest. We were moving to El Paso, and Space Needles are just taking off, a bunch of cool originals. We're playing, starting to play some really great gigs. And my last night in town, now Phil happened to be the personal electrician for John Allen, who I guess was like real big with Microsoft. He was his personal electrician. And somehow he had an in with the guys in Pearl Jam. And my last night in town, they said they had a surprise for me. And they took me to like this odd little place off of downtown, just outside of Seattle. And you go up these steps, and it doesn't look like much. You go in, and it's a huge, it was Pearl Jam studio. It was actually where Pearl Jam records. And because the guy had an in with, this John Allen from Windows, and Phil knew him. And for my going away present, we had an entire evening in the studio. We were so well rehearsed that we did a lot of this stuff all in one. Actually, we did it all in one take with no overdubs, if I remember correctly. And there was a grand piano in the place, and it was just a lush, gorgeous studio. And we were there like all evening. And at the end of the night, they actually had their engineer mix it down as best as he could. And I think it sounds really great, you know. And that was my gift. They gave me a copy of that studio recording. So that was a great, great, great going away present. And speaking of that, here's us doing a Ventures cover. Actually, Mel Taylor really liked this tune. And I believe it might have been from the Mel Taylor and His Magics when he did a side project from the Ventures, which was more drum-oriented. I remember Chris, the drummer, punk rock drummer, wanted to do the song called The Creeper. And man, it is really cool. So once again, another one of my old bands. This is the Space Needles from Seattle around 2003 doing The Creeper. Oh yeah, and you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain on WRCT Pittsburgh, rebroadcasts on WBCQ The Planet, which is shortwave radio, and then of course there's RadioCrown.com. Got to give a shout out to my pals. And once again, Zombo in your brain, and it is the first part of the trifecta of Halloween. This is my self-indulgent one. It's all the mixes that I did for when I DJed Cedar Point, and all the bands I have been in that have played monster surf music. So, and then next week is going to be all 80s and goth Halloween music. And the final week of Halloween for us is going to be mashups, Halloween mashups. So once again, here's The Creeper, The Space Needles.